This podcast is brought to you by Durex condoms. We know you don't want to use them, so if you're going to, it might as well be us.
Welcome back. We are in Egos and Amigos. Episode, I don't remember because it's been a minute. We are in H-Town. We hold it down. Welcome back, everybody. We got Jonathan, Jerry, we got Dwayne, and we have McG and Megan.
What is that?
Thank you back. Not podcast, boys. Damn it.
That's not a podcast,
please.
Yeah. You turned into a 1950s radio broadcaster.
Where is this podcast going?
Right.
At Egos and Amigos.
Lucky Strike cigarettes. Pick them up today. Help freshen your breath and save you from all kinds of... All
right, guys. We have a message from our sponsors.
If you smoke a cigarette and have a
deal,
you'll
be shit. Right.
Jewel Pods.
Cigarette a day keeps the doctor away.
Coffee and smoke.
So, we're talking about shitting in toilets. Is that what we're
shitting
talking?
In yeah. toilets.
So, I don't know if y'all realized, someone unnamed
clogged
the toilet downstairs.
Someone unnamed.
Okay, so let's start here though. We're all adults. When is the last time?
Negligible.
That you have ever urinated yourself, soiled yourself in any way.
I got this one.
He's excited.
Probably in a pool.
Me, like this.
Pool? Are you a pool peer?
Yeah, I'm a pool peer.
Oh, that's gross.
Yes, like, but I'm a public pool peer, so it's...
His beard. That's gross.
I'm
that's
pulling
worse.
It in.
He's giving back to the community.
Back to
giving back.
I don't want what you have to give. That's gross.
Nobody does.
Pee in a pool? Is that what you're talking about?
But it's kind of hard not to pee in a pool.
Hang on.
But once the water hits you.
Pee in pools,
wait, it's not
being a fucking
common.
Adult.
It's not hard.
Go to the bathroom.
I don't know if that's a girl versus guy thing. It's not hard. Yeah, you had a story about soiling yourself.
Oh, yeah. This actually happened about 3 months ago.
Oh, nice.
Houston hosts this festival by Travis Scott called Astroworld. And it was towards the end of the night. I had the bubble guts.
Are you in the thick of the crowd? Are you right in the middle of the crowd?
I was already outside, waiting in line for a porta potty. I thought it was a fart. It was not. I didn't know that until I got in.
Never.
And it was dark in there because it was already nighttime. I didn't know until I pulled my phone out to have light in there. And then
so you made it to the
porta potty.
The porta potty.
Yeah.
But it was already the deed was already.
But it was
done.
Like right outside. Of the porta potty.
So what did you do?
I left commando.
Just... Oh, smart.
Well, at least it didn't like seep through.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna.
It
ask.
Was like a melted Hershey's kiss.
Oh,
okay, that's cute.
That's not. Cute.
I had to do that.
Just getting an image of Austin Powers, fat bastard. I left a rosebud in there for you.
That's so gross.
That's
so gross.
Yeah, that was you, bud.
So since we are talking about shit,
I own it
right now. Anytime I eat like steamed beets, there's a side effect with that.
Do you eat steamed
red
beets?
Poo.
Often?
Oh, yeah,
red
every day.
It's
you
red
get
poo.
Red piss and you get red stools. And
don't
so,
eat beets.
No, but they're helping with my LDL a lot.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So I eat them.
Beets
right.
help regenerate your liver. Just for us alcoholics in the room.
So it helps a lot. It helps to detoxify that too.
Former.
But basically, essentially,
the hard way.
You'll see red stools and it looks like really purplish sometimes, like a red hue. but other than that, they're delicious.
They're not delicious.
Yeah, I can drink. I can drink.
I like beet green.
I can drink beet juice. I just don't like eating them.
It depends. There's some stuff is made good. That
I
like
them with like
that
red
stuff
wine
that Ollie
and
made.
Some salt.
He made something one time. I don't know what beet.
I drink it real fast.
Oh yeah, we can call Ollie.
It's raw.
He's so far, dude.
Yeah.
Just a shot of beet juice.
Do you examine your stool a lot?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I look at it.
Who doesn't look back at their poo and go, dude, I'm so proud of that?
And then I take
I'm
a picture.
Not a cat.
Of it.
I don't
have wraps around.
I don't have to bury it in the yard.
Do you not take pictures of it and send it to your friends?
I had a friend
that
used to send pictures.
Yeah, he does that too.
This one's
take pictures of his poo. Yeah,
right. Are you scaling
him?
This is a keeper.
We're talking about taking a shit right now.
Right.
He calls it reverse butt sex. I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Talking about Ricky.
Because it's coming out.
Where's Ricky?
Wow.
His friend Ricky, not my brother.
Is I'm Ricky
Richie.
Gay?
Oh, Richie. Yeah, I'm thinking
that's
of Richie.
That's another funny comment.
That's
to be gay. She goes, is Ricky gay?
I mean, I've seen guys that like pegging.
He's my heterosexual.
That's true. No, that's true.
Hetero guys,
but
liking
he does
pegging?
He does like
sure.
butt sex.
Listen, it's 2020. The butt is fair game now. That's why we're doing a podcast about it. Absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, the examining of the stool. Nothing's wrong with that.
Nothing, that's what we're saying.
No, it's fair game. Fair game.
Straight or gay.
I still need to upload the Seattle podcast. I'm really lazy.
It's 2020, right? We'll get there. I mean, who doesn't? I mean,
I've just been saying 20.
20?
Yeah, it's 20.
Oh, you're cool. All the kids are abbreviating.
No, I'm saying like, but you say it like that. There's been some big warnings
on
the news.
Oh, here he's going back there, huh?
There's right. been some big shit on the news. Don't write like, you abbreviate for 19, right? Just slash 19. They're saying don't do a slash 20 because someone could come along and put like 2003 or like fuck up your date.
Oh, that's funny.
If you have a check that's old or somebody wants to post date something or you could
Why
really
does
fuck
it matter?
Yourself. If you're using a check or something like that.
Yeah, but if you write a check.
Yeah, because they could put like 02, 01.
Sure, sure.
Like, yeah, but even if they you could put
the check is only cashed.
Right, and then they go to the bank trying to cash a check from 2003, and they're like, this is a 20-year-old check.
Don't take this.
Right.
Well, those usually void after 180
days.
There's
just stuff that they were saying people could do.
Maybe less.
The person that you're giving the check to is the person that you're paying, or it's a bank, so they're not going to, like, fuck with your check.
Actually, you joke, because we got a...
Do you lose it?
I got a phone call the other day from at work.
But not like
and there was a bank in like Dallas, Fort Worth, who was like, "Hey, do you know this guy, AG Sanchez or whatever?"
I would find.
And we're like, "No, I don't think so. I don't think he's a client of ours." He's like, "He's trying to cash this check. It's check number 251 or something. Can you tell us if y'all issued that lately?" So I go and I look in our checkbook and I'm like, "No, we're like in the 500s. That must have been years ago. How much? Who is this guy? Does he have ID or whatever?" And they're like, "No. I mean, he presented his ID or whatever, but he says that you're trying to cash this." I'm like, "How much is it for?" He's like, "Oh, it's for $53,000. I'm like, "No, yeah, that's not us. No, we're good. Thank you. Should have started that off in the conversation.
$53,000 right. check here somebody's trying to cash.
Right, but they're just talking to us like we just write those checks every day.
They don't know your life.
I mean, it's flattering, but...
right.
That you think I would just, like, randomly...
Right, I was like, no, call the police, call the police.
Not even that's what's in your account, but you're writing a check for that. Like,
I've lost all my money in the 1920...
The crash of
19, yeah. Exactly. So I was like, call the police, hung up, and didn't hear about it.
So it's probably fine.
Right. So we're in the roaring 20s.
Are you down by $53,000 suddenly?
I wouldn't even notice.
I love it.
Right. Maybe in my other pants. I should check. I don't know. When I do laundry, I'll know. I'll tell you.
I don't balance the checkbook.
Right. I may have bought a horse.
A healthy cushion. Yeah.
May have bought
horse. Right. That's what they go for.
I don't even know how much a horse costs. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
About,
does it?
What?
50? You guys buy horses?
Nah, but I would assume it's about 50.
I've heard they're expensive.
Of 50. They're like
35 to 50.
Yeah, but I mean, like
unless it's like a winning horse. Bucks
for a thoroughbred, yeah.
He just got really specific, though. He was like, yeah, they're like 35 to 50.
No, I mean, that's
Google.
What I've
heard. For like a run-of-the-mill average horse, yeah, horse? Sure. Thoroughbred's like 100,000, sure.
Oh, I would assume so.
Way more than that.
Yes.
I knew a guy that owned racehorses. I don't know what he bought them for, but one of his and it was like, oh yeah, we can get like $1 million for this horse now that it's won some big race.
Right, now that they're, name brand and stuff.
I really like horse names.
Oh, those
are really clever.
Like what? Like
Tickle My Fancy or like some stuff like that. It was like Tickle My Fancy coming up behind.
You need to buy a horse.
Biscuit.
Horse names.
Shark in the porta potty.
Horse names over boat names. Absolutely.
Dane in the lead.
Right, because people who make horse names have a great sense of humor.
Usually.
Almost always, to a man. Yeah, it's great. And it's almost a minos.
You know what a really good one would be? I'm going to spell it out and then let you say it in your head. M-Y space D-I-X-I-E space W-R-E-C-K-E-D.
You don't have to write that down for me. I'm a Dixie Rack.
Yeah.
Say it really?
Yeah.
My Dixie Rack.
My Dixie
Rack. My Dixie Rack.
But
Wonker,
my dick
is erect.
Yeah, it'd be better if you just said my dick is erect. Like you could totally do that.
No, but you need the underscore. My dick's erect. Coming in hot. My dick's erect is here. Second place. Runs across the finish line. My dick's erect.
I think it's like $10,000. Prices vary.
Prices
vary.
What kind of horse is that?
Right.
Is
that you want some shit?
That's a layaway.
That horse is a layaway.
Yeah.
It's not the casual rider.
Is it been used? I don't want one that's been used.
How many miles?
I'm gonna go to equine.com, you guys. Don't worry about it.
Is there like a true quote, like a horse quote?
I'm on
equine.com.
Like
horse guru.
Hang on.
That's like some
Carvana, true, like horse Vana or some shit.
Right.
Or catch up the horse for 7 days.
Listings.
How close is that horse to the glue factory?
All right. This is horse.com. Listings can range from free to upwards of 100,000.
Wow.
And sometimes far more for an elite show. However, most pleasure riders can find a good-natured, healthy trail horse for less than $5,000.
That's what they're calling it this day. Pleasure rider.
That's a pony.
Speaking of pleasure riders.
Mini donkey.
You were talking about butt stuff.
Butt stuff, yeah. We're getting into that conversation.
D, what is... You are the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Everybody's losing their shit, and you're like, I'm just picturing the robe.
The robe.
I mean, we talk about butt stuff a lot. This is not an unusual...
Yeah, it's a very casual Tuesday.
Yeah. Casual Tuesday.
Are we talking about eating groceries, or are you talking about pegging?
That's what it is. He just makes himself laugh more.
Is it eating groceries or
he
pegging?
He won't laugh with anybody
pegging?
Else.
I'm pretty groceries. Sure it's pegging. So...
What is pegging?
You guys go first.
Here's what I want to know. Where
pegging or eating groceries? Is that what you said?
Yeah, eating ass or pegging.
Eating ass or pegging.
I thought it was
pegging.
Like tossing salad.
I mean, eating ass just sounds raunchier.
Eating ass definitely sounds raunchier. Yes.
Groceries doesn't.
Groceries sounds weird.
Yeah.
It was a cool... Like,
do you have an abundance of veggies down there? Is it like... Some kale and
right. Also, corn. It gives me an idea of like a bulging bag of plastic.
Oh, don't say bulging.
Well, right, exactly, right.
Is that a hemorrhoid?
Oh. Right. Say, so I'm thinking of like a single mother trying to take like 5 bags in one hand.
I'm a nasty 12-year-old
right?
Heart, so
while
I'm
trying to close the door
bags.
And grab her keys from the purse.
That's what's good about the podcast.
The bags just burst open.
Right. I don't want to think of a butthole like that.
What? You're talking about throbbing?
Ooh, that's another category, my friend.
We'll get there.
Oh, okay. First
Alex
it said bulging.
We were talking about that with childbirth. The whole popping a hemorrhoid while you're pushing out a baby. It happened to my cousin. They invited me to come watch, and I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
They invited you to come watch the hemorrhoid happening?
Watch her give birth.
Oh, fuck that.
The younger cousin was like, is that what I think it is?
I like your idea. Come for the hemorrhoid, stay for the baby.
I hey guys, this is about to get real.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's a little for me, dog.
You would think more women would get hemorrhoids from childbirth. Does that not happen? Does that happen often?
Apparently. I don't know. Okay. I just know that you should.
If you're pushing that hard, I mean, think about it.
Right. Guys get hemorrhoids from trying to install a fucking TV. Right?
That's why we have the squatty potty.
The squatty potty.
Hang on, Swatty I'm sorry.
Sponsored by Swatty
so we were talking about groceries versus pegging. Is that where we were?
Oh, we're going to come back to pegging.
Okay.
Sure.
Stay on point, guys.
Wow. All right, so.
Jonathan gets very serious.
We're talking about eating ass.
Sure.
Eating groceries, a.k.a.
Eating ass.
Tossing the salad.
Eating ass.
A.k.a. rim job.
Is a rim job?
I don't know. Why did you look at me?
I've actually had 2
You
friends.
Should know, Missy.
It's funny I say it because I have I've 2 heard friends that actually just recently got into doing porn. Those Pornhub checks
got
are
into
real.
Doing porn?
What do you mean
porn?
They're validated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, they just got nominated to go to the AVNs in Las Vegas. They
nominated?
2 kids.
There was an award process? 2
kids. Wait, what? I missed this.
His friends are doing
it.
Oh, I thought he said he just got into doing it.
They're producing or directing?
No, they do it themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a Pornhub.
So they write, direct, star,
and they just make their own shit.
I don't think they write it.
And I'm pretty sure it's just all gonzo.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
And dude, they
like, all right, 3 shots right now. Let's go!
What do they make?
Is there a writing category at the AVNs?
It's crazy money, huh?
Is there a writing category at the
AVNs? Yeah, it should be.
Best makeup.
Porn plot needs to come back. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of everything else.
But I'm seriously, they make good money. They both quit their jobs. Like, one was a teacher. And the other one, I think, was working on becoming a lawyer. But
Jay.
Miss Meadows.
Do what you love, man.
What are you doing?
Is it weird that you've seen your good friends naked and having...
No, not at all, man. Crazy sex?
Her students are trolling us here.
That was my kindergarten teacher, Miss Marum.
Hell yeah.
Was it the woman that was a teacher?
Actually, the man was a teacher.
Oh, see.
Who's the gym coach?
Students will like it.
Texas history.
He makes.
Oh yeah, so he wasn't doing much. He wasn't doing much.
I don't know how to do that.
No, but sure. I imagine all gym coaches.
One of the two.
Like, I imagine all gym coaches.
I think everybody going, oh, your penis is kind of.
Yeah, see, it's weird if your students watch you having porn in porn.
Yeah,
it's even weirder
age
if they're critiquing you. Like,
what age?
What is with
teach?
That fucking lighting?
I don't know. Yeah. It's either he or
why
she.
Why is it crooked? We need to know
right.
details.
Can you tell your wife to
they
shit?
They make great money. They make good money. Enough of them to both quit their jobs.
That's awesome, man.
Hey, man. What? Get it how you live.
Right? They're maybe they can rent this place. Happy. Shoot something.
Do they hide their faces?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Really?
They don't care.
Curious inquiries.
Their
kids will watch that.
As long as I guess there's kids are being...
Yeah.
I don't even know it.
That's the weird thing.
The kids will be living in a house like this in the backyard for their treehouse.
Sure. I mean, there's a ton of stories of porn stars who are like, yeah, you know, my dad found me online or whatever, and you know, my cousin found me online or whatever. Yeah, people just randomly found.
Can you imagine?
It's happening all the time. You know, people are searching this shit all the time.
Or like your dad's friend finds you and then tells your dad about it.
All the time.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta tell us.
My dad would actually kill everybody on the planet.
On the
I'm
planet.
Cutting out everyone's eyes.
Be like, it's not my problem, let's go.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are they doing? Anything crazy or just normal?
Just normal.
Eating
normie.
Ass.
Eating ass, everything.
People will watch that.
Munching groceries. People
pegging.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's
strap-ons.
Dude, they got nominated to go out to the AVNs.
Which category?
They're making like mad.
Best
amateur
porn.
Best amateur porn. Huh?
They're making like mad money.
Dude, they're making mad money. I think they have like, I don't know, of course, 25,000 subscribers.
Wow. 25,000.
And they all pay like what, $10?
They
pay like $10.
Their minimum is $20.
Nightmare.
Whoa.
No.
So think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
To shoot it, you mean?
Nah, that's
no, to charge.
To charge a month.
Wow.
They have 25,000 subscribers.
25,000 subscribers.
Paying
at $20
a month.
At $20
wow.
a month.
Wow.
That's their
do math on that.
That's like $500,000 a month.
Bro, what are we doing?
Well, no, hold on.
But then there's a lot of that. It's at least
$100,000
a month.
But just
right.
think about
someone
the people that unsubscribe.
Someone gonna critique your asshole, $500,000.
People gonna unsubscribe and
make
all
fun of
that
your dick. What is your
but
dick?
They're still
like
making
$500,000. What is this?
I mean,
why
literally is $500,000. Everybody.
Why are you?
Why do you have 1970s bush penis bush?
How come you're not showing
your
questions?
I mean, if you're paying for like a subscription,
why is your butt in the shot the whole time? Like, you know,
unlimited bound. Videos.
Right, right.
No, but you're paying
who
for
picked
porn
this music?
Hub.
Why is
like
Baby
Shark
their own channel?
Their own shit.
Why is he going do, and then you're like prairie dogging?
So they made a site?
A lot of people do.
Well, no, Pornhub hosts it.
Yeah.
Like, you go to Pornhub, look at your favorite porn star.
Yeah.
You can type in this amateur couple's name, and their page will come up.
Okay.
I don't know how I know this.
Right. Okay.
Like a
someone
friend
I know
told
dabbles
me.
In it.
You
want
a shot of vodka? Tell us more.
Somebody I know dabbles
I'm on
in
it. Right. I've been going through a lot of
like,
things.
It's my site, you guys.
He's right. Broke.
It's me.
From his
he's
subscription.
He's done it. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man.
I just think it's crazy. I was like, yo, I couldn't believe this shit.
So
wait, you could totally do it. The bear category. Oh.
But here's the thing.
Oh, man.
It's true, man.
Just wear one of those, like, those Mardi Gras masks.
Y'all know.
Do you care if they know?
Do
you care if they know? Do you want your buddies to watch you bone?
Dude, I would promote you.
Right.
When I need you to promote, you actually promote. That'd be great.
What would you do? Like, come out with a picture of his
dick?
I'd
be like,
hey, check this out.
Check this out on Pornhub. Put on my Instagram story.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, I just think it's crazy that a friend does that. I was actually very shocked because they're flying out to Vegas, all like paid expense.
Sure. I mean, if I had one iota of more self-esteem, I would definitely, want my friends to watch me have sex.
Take it up one notch.
And what's crazy is like
I'm with you on that.
They wanted us to help them build, you know, help them build another website for them and everything.
Yeah.
And me and my friends were sitting, like I was sitting right across from them, like, dude. I watched you guys. Like, is this not weird?
And they're like this, like,
yeah,
next to each other.
Right.
They love each other, dude. That's what's crazy.
That's cool, man.
Yeah,
I think that's good. That's cool, man. That makes it exciting for them.
2020, baby.
Yeah.
Making
money.
Like, how much money do y'all guys?
Yeah.
Like, and they were like just going over it. Like, we decided to quit our jobs and do this. I'm like, man.
Shit, dude. Your own time and everything.
Yeah.
These paintings are like turned.
But the thing is. Like, they can't be amateurs
So when they file their taxes, are they 1099?
I don't know. Yeah. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah. It can be them forever.
No, but I mean, it's no longer amateur porn now because they're considered successful. Pros. They've been nominated.
No, yeah, it is because they're not a production crew.
Yeah, but actually, I wonder if that makes them famous if they win. Like, what happens? I should have asked those questions.
They get a production crew.
I'm pretty sure maybe. They do. I don't know.
Right.
Like,
I mean, you
hair have to, and makeup never asked those razors things. And
I mean, wax, you have to up razors. The game, right? You have to start making it a little bit more legitimate. Necessary. Start doing better quality, doing other things, right? Introducing a plot. Do they need a writer?
Right. Dee will play guitar. That funky down.
Oh yeah, you got some good porno bass lines.
I do.
Nice, man. We should all get in on this Pornhub stuff. We should sell like ancillary services that porn stars would
look,
need.
Look, it's all about low overhead.
You right, yeah, everything's about low overhead. We know, need all low overhead.
If you guys are going to do this, you all must shave your faces into porn stashes.
Sure.
I disagree with that.
Done.
Could I have tops? I would prefer to have
I'll go with my Freddie Mercury.
Super
I can go with my Freddie Mercury outfit.
And with tops.
Right.
You know? Creepy as fuck. It's so gross. It's funny.
But I want the little...
It's like working with...
I want the thin
dude,
little Mexican porn stash.
The Cuban stash.
The Cuban, like, yeah, just the little whiskers. Yeah, the little thin whiskers. Yeah.
Don't publish
and it. And his last name.
Oh my God.
Well, everything's getting published. Everything's getting published.
Just don't say actually what his last name is, but he has a mustache.
Yeah, you need to have like an alias.
It looks like a child molester mustache.
What would your alias be, Dwayne?
It's not even.
What would your alias be?
Ooh, yeah, your porn name.
Yeah, everyone needs a porn name, right?
You know.
I thought it was like your street and like your pet's
one.
Name.
Your first pet.
Your first pet.
My porn name?
Your street you grew up on.
All right. What's your porn name? You have one ready or you came up with it?
I've had this like in my head before.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you've had this conversation.
Girth Brooks.
Dude, that's solid.
We have a colleague, I don't know if you want to say his or her name, that has a porn star name. At our job.
Oh, already? Yeah?
Yeah.
And a stash.
And the stash. Why did the porn star stash become the porn star stash? What's the history of that?
Why did the Hitler stash become the Hitler stash?
Who?
He's the only one. He ruined it for everybody.
That one's pretty clear. But I mean, was there a child molester who had a wonderful ass, crazy big mustache?
Yeah.
And then forever was like, oh, well, yeah, child molester's got that mustache. Like, that's it.
Wait, how do you go from porn stash to child molester stash?
Well, okay, well, a porn stash, I think
they're
the
both
child
creepy
molester mustache
so.
Is like,
and I feel like. The race dictates also. Just like, I don't know, I find it weird.
There's a little racism in that. Yeah,
there's a little racism in that too.
Why is race a thing?
Because if you're white and you have a porn stash, you're most likely like a child molester because a lot of them are child molesters on the registered sex offender list. There's been like a whole queued up. If you queue it up, there's like all these pictures and it's always like...
No, they're all white guys. But why is a porn stash not... On a white, like what?
Like it looks like more as like the sex offender look, like for a white man with a porn stash.
I think
what
I
about Hanlamar mustache.
I think I should know.
Then he's just
that's
a
more
cop.
Hipster.
Because I've been trying to get
just
to do that forever.
Hanlamar, oh, you could don't. Do it.
Yeah,
you could
pull
totally
that off.
Do
you
it.
Could.
Don't
do it.
You could, but don't.
You should have seen my hair last
dude,
week.
Assless chaps.
I almost had
handlebar mustache.
I almost rocked the mullet for a very long time.
Do you get mistaken for a bear a lot?
You did have a haircut.
Yes.
Man, my hair was a lot longer. Wait. Oh, by gay guys? Yeah. All the time, dude. Yes.
Yeah.
But you'd be the bear.
I get hit on by gay black men, too, all the time. For some
really?
Reason.
Oh, yeah.
That's are you interesting. Gay?
Oh, no. Far from.
Far, far from it.
Yeah.
So far, no pegging.
Far,
no.
No,
okay.
Wait, no ass play. I feel like we just established by you that pegging wasn't a gay or straight thing.
No, I was asking because he was talking about getting hit on by gay men.
Yeah, but then you said no pegging. He could still be into pegging.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
You made that point like 10 minutes
ago. Oh, yeah, total.
All about ass play.
Hey, man, it's 2020.
I have a story about that, too.
Conversation came full circle, man.
Of ass play?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to put this on here, though.
Oh, you mean you don't have to?
You don't have to. I can always delete it. Not really.
Back in the year of 18.
You haven't heard that?
2018.
You haven't heard that? I'm like, why are you
saying? I'm not going there.
Do you. Like, do you.
Oh.
No, I used to get mistaken for like a bear. Whatever. When I had a beard, I'm telling like you
today, my brain is like,
you know,
I wasted it all today.
It's a long day.
For nothing.
No, it's
I wasted it all. Fucking nothing.
Do you take it as the compliment?
It's not nothing.
That it is?
Stopping at Debbie.
I take it for what it is and just
no. You
hey, thanks, man. That's cool. Wonderful.
I'm just thinking of Rachel Dratch like laughing now, like. Trying to be straight ass ace.
I know Dean knows this story. I don't know if I've told Jonathan yet.
You made that.
Maybe he's heard it. I went camping in Colorado, and we came back to Denver, and we went to this gay club. And when we went camping, the rangers had told us about, you know, he gave us a bear warning. Mm-hmm. And so I come back to Denver. We're drinking beers at this bar. These gay guys are hitting on me, and they're like, "So what are you up to? Blah blah blah, whatever." I'm just like, ah, man, just went camping or whatever, looking for bears and shit. And they're like, oh, really?
That's code.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck yeah, let's get it on. Plenty of bears here tonight. I'm like, no, we're in the city. We're in the city. They're like 50 miles out in the fucking hills, man. Come on. And he's like, they're like just giving me these confused looks like, are we going to suck dicks or not? And I'm like trying to logicate to them, well, there's the brown bears. Brown bears, you're not going to get those until you get to like Wyoming, Canada way. But the black bears, they're here. They're very common.
Were you playing along or did you
No, I just was completely oblivious. Completely oblivious.
They were like, there are no bears here, guys.
Right. Black bears are dangerous. You're not supposed to run. You're supposed to make loud noises.
It's get bigger. Curl in the fetal position.
Petrified bears.
What isn't petrified?
Yeah, everyone is scared of bears.
Dude, he's always You've never talking seen the about being murdered or mauled by a bear. I think that's how
you
he should
You drive by him in Canada and he waves?
That's fucked up.
Like, there was a time he never went like camping, never been around bears, and he was just like, dude, I swear.
Don't be like Grizzly. What's his name?
Grizzly.
Don't be that guy.
Grizzly Adams?
No, the guy who got eaten by a bear. Bear Grylls?
I don't know.
No, he got eaten by a bear.
The Grizzly Man documentary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the guy who was like out playing with grizzlies. And he was like,
they love me.
He was inviting them and hanging out with them all the time. Yeah.
Well, that was like those.
And then they mauled his face.
Yeah, yeah. It was like those guys. Right? They said the same shit. And yeah. One get mauled
the tiger
by a white
tiger. Dragged him off stage by his fucking neck.
I saw that on 2020.
Me too.
Wow. Wow.
Great the answer. Interviews with him afterwards, so, yeah. I was like, oh, that poor man.
He's just mauled.
That's what you get for trying to own a wild animal.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, he tried to say he had a stroke during that moment.
Like during the recovery.
He said that the reason why that the...
Have you tried this?
He said the reason that the tiger grabbed him the way he did or like mauled onto him...
I've had no duels
was
before.
Because he was having a stroke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the tiger realized what was going on, was trying to save him.
The tiger was trying to save him. Is that why it ate his face?
That's what he said. Is that why it ate his face?
Yeah.
There's some people like...
Yeah, he was...
I love you.
It's hard to forget.
He's still so in love with that tiger.
It was like the way that... He grabbed... The tiger grabbed the way that they grabbed like a baby cub. Like they grabbed
But it definitely has like more of a water
maybe.
But sure. Didn't they like was grab more than a shoulder? Like,
I mean, yeah,
for some reason I thought it was like a step after the fact. But
no, no.
I feel like they were all up in there.
He was having a beer.
They're all up in there in that moment.
I don't...
I think it was just him trying to cover his ass.
Tiger grabbed him.
I was being an idiot.
Maybe the tiger grabbed him the way they would grab like an impala.
Maybe.
Like, oh, that deer's having a stroke now. Now's my chance.
Yeah. Ooh, dear me.
Dear me. I've been working for this fucking impala for 20 years. Been working for this impala and its stupid impala show for 21 years.
From my understanding, from when I was watching it too, they were saying like because they were so short that they had to be like taller than
they had to stay above the tigers.
Yeah, when they would stand on
like a dominance thing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, well, see, eyes. That's what they tell you when they're bears. See.
Full circle now, huh?
Right. Well, this is what the ranger told us. He's like, raise your hands and start making loud noises.
Yeah, you're supposed to get bigger than them.
Drop into the fetal position and hide.
You're supposed to get bigger than them to like scare them away.
Absolutely. And then slowly
because
walk away.
Because they don't realize that you if don't you do this, you can't kill them.
Like, right. Raise your hands.
I don't
want it! Right. Which, ironically, if at a great club, is exactly what you don't do. You do not raise your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Don't want to scare them.
Because, yeah. The fetal position is probably best at the gay club. If you don't want to attract any bears. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why is that guy just curled up on the dance floor?
Why is he crying?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, it's one of those. I don't know. I always get them confused.
Oh, so I have a similar story about bears.
Are you showing us one of the porns?
At least the name of the term bears.
One of the porns.
It was like May of last year. Me, my brother, and some of his friends went to this EDM festival in Austin. We all ended up rolling, and then we lost one of our friends. Reception was terrible, so when we finally got a text from him, he's like, "Oh, Megan helped this really cute girl."
Oh my god!
Oh no!
So they met us up, came and hang out.
Well, you have to tell them how he is with the collar.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah. I need to preface the story with this. He wears a dog collar. Like sometimes when he goes out, he's like a conversation starter. Like, oh, what is that? He's like, oh, it's a dog collar. Like. Whatever.
Okay.
So he's wearing that.
Oh God!
He's rolling, bumps into this girl.
Is he a bot? The big one. Who the fuck wears a dog collar?
It's a good conversation.
He's all in a dom relationship. Like,
it's the flair.
He's all texting us in his group text, like, "Oh man, this girl's totally into me."
We're
like, "Okay, cool." And then she comes and hangs out with us, and you know he's kind of doing his own thing, like with us again. And then she comes up to me and she's like, "You know, I think it's really cool that you know all you guys you know accept your friend for being gay." And we're like, "What are you talking about?" You know, she was like, "Yeah, he said he's a bear," and I was like, "Well, how did that conversation even start?" She was like, "Oh, well, I saw his collar or his necklace," and I was like, "Oh, you're like a bear." He's like, "Yeah, I'm a bear, rawr," but he didn't know what she meant. Yeah.
Hang on.
So this whole time he's been hanging out with her, he's thinking that he's like gonna make moves on this girl.
What, the bear?
And she just thinks he's a really friendly bear.
Okay, but really quick timeout. He thought that he was hitting on her and went, "Yeah, I'm a bear, rawr."
Yeah.
Like, he thought that was going to steal the deal.
This is going so well.
Yeah.
This is going so well. Yeah.
Until she's like, "Here, meet my brother."
I've seen it work with that dude, though. It works for him. Yeah, maybe.
The
surprise
dog collar works for him? I'm stuck on that.
Have you not ever seen really like any of the Art of the Pickup stuff?
A
like,
dog collar, though?
They do anything to have a conversation starter. Like the one guy that they filmed and stuff would wear like this purple pimp hat or
that
something.
That guy's so corny.
It's exactly that.
What
though.
Is this?
That's
Art
the whole...
of the Pickup? What is it? This is
the
a
guy
movie?
Wrote a book.
That's officially Jonathan's bathroom. No one's ever used that bathroom except for Jonathan.
He pooped in here the first day before anybody got here.
Jonathan told me that bathroom because it's also mine now.
It's spread out.
I have some for you if you need it.
Just don't break it.
It'll make sound so you don't hear anything.
Yeah, everybody thinks.
Oh, yeah, you also. Holding the door closed currently.
No,
he's
so
got
his foot in. There's actual locks under the...
Yeah. But that one doesn't even shut.
It doesn't.
That door.
It comes like... You close it's like, and it's like...
I don't know. I have a grand bathroom. So I'm not a problem.
So just you have a grand bathroom.
To fill really everybody in, y'all are staying at a very nice Airbnb...
It's probably got hidden cameras everywhere.
Oh, for sure.
Probably.
Your shit is probably on YouTube right now.
Oh my god, don't say that.
Zooming
in. They're watching this right now.
Please don't say
but
that.
But y'all are having some very serious toilet
issues. It is being
issues.
Recorded.
Some serious plumbing issues, I would say, in general.
Is this
in general.
This is your...
Just
your
the bottom
first
floor.
Yeah.
First floor. All right. Well, I mean, yeah, that sucks.
I mean, you're welcome to share my room. There's a
I
chair.
I was excited to be on the first floor because I was like, oh, yes.
Oh, you're so... So and I'm glad you took it because I would have not been able to sleep with that door, both doors right there. I would have been like, I'm the first one that the robbers are going to kill.
I get killed first. For sure.
Yeah, this is really I'm glad
cool.
It's you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And my bedroom is like,
what a bad friend.
Nobody's going to notice. They're going to go, oh, there's someone down here. Yay.
She's
and
like,
they're going to go find you because you got a cool room. I'm going to hear all the things.
I'll be
sleeping
home because my door is the nearest one to like the stairs.
Yeah.
Can
and,
we not just
I'll
talk about
doors.
How you said, I'm glad you get killed first? That's fucked up.
Yes.
I'm going to tell Flat Winston that.
Oh.
Oh,
maybe we shouldn't say his name.
I mean,
who's
does anybody?
Winston?
Tilly.
I don't know.
Yeah. No one knows who Flat Winston is.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, but it's a really specific name.
Yeah.
I like how you're worried that you're going to get killed here in this nice, this very fancy place.
Yeah.
Nobody's...
I'm one of those people that's afraid of everything.
Sure.
I'm Canadian. I'm afraid of the dark. Like, that's not even
a stereotype. Is fear a part of a Canadian
psychology?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like women are a little bit more, like,
sure.
On high alert.
Timid.
That's very sexist of me. But I feel like...
No. It's a
it's
vulnerable
not, it's
position.
Just,
you're in a vulnerable place in society. Women's murders and...
crimes against women is much higher statistically. Yeah. Obviously, yes. But I will tell you, you are across the street from a 24-hour House of Pies. And
House of what?
Oh, dude, we're
out here on Kirby. Dude.
What? We got time. Oh, we wanted the pluckers.
It's open 24 hours.
I was trying to do right by them, okay, dude?
Look, I immediately said no.
Wait, y'all didn't go to the pit room yet?
I wanted to go.
Did you want to go to the pit room yet? When you said pluckers, I was like,
what? It was the customer.
We are here because of this customer. Our time here is focused on them. We invited them out to dinner.
Do you want to also?
They suggested this is where she really wanted to go. What are we going to do? Yeah. Say no, you can't go there. It's we're taking your dear trucks to go.
Is this the first time ever here? You want to pluck
No,
they live here. They live here. She likes that.
Bro, you could have taken them to. What are we?
They did. That was the thing. It was her.
Even for where's our Monday? Where's our Monday wing night?
Monday wing night?
Y'all guys know. Monday wing night.
What did we do? Beer market.
Yeah. Oh, we're taking them there for wings.
Yeah, but that's not what you do when the customer says. I mean, we also ate really terrible
Mexican food. Oh my God, our lunch. Yeah. Which is probably what happened.
Between the lunch and the tequila last night.
Oh,
and they ordered it. I don't know.
That's why I left my kids.
Me, Cassie, went to San Antonio and we had meat dieta. The fucking best Mexican restaurant.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
I
can't say that I pooped there.
So
fucking good. You can. You pooped wherever you want.
Pooped a goddamn baseball bat.
I got some political
papillon. That's the look back and go, wow, I'm proud of that one.
So cool.
Can't take a picture.
Reverse butt sex. Is that what we're talking about?
What is that?
What is reverse butt sex?
Yeah, what is that?
Should I try it?
No. You should.
We'll answer these questions after.
Mixed polls here.
From our sponsors.
Reverse.
Yeah, I'm getting a mixed response. I don't know.
You absolutely should. And I have some poopery for you to help you through.
I love that. Have like a jingle.
Yeah, that's great.
Poopery is
very good.
Hang on, I have a really good poopery story. Can I tell you guys? So,
are we telling someone else too?
Probably. He's
awesome watching that video.
Watching a funny video of a duck playing the drums.
Or of his friends doing porn.
Show me that.
So it's poopery.
Yeah, so poopery. So my boyfriend and I, the first few times we traveled, at a hotel. Yeah. So we traveled to a hotel. There was just always a thing of poopery on the toilet. And I was like, oh, that's really fancy. I've never seen a hotel do that. And it was the third trip in. And I was like,
everywhere I think we were
at my friend's house the last trip, right? And I was like, oh, fuck, they have poopery too. And he was like, no, they don't. I brought it. He brought it every time, went into the bathroom before me, put it on the back of the toilet. And I was like, oh, that's cool. The hotel just has it.
Meanwhile, your boyfriend is being Mr. Poo Considerate.
He's like a Girl Scout.
Dude, those are amazing. He brings everything. I use that all the time. I have it.
Do you travel with it, though?
I used to, but I should.
My first 24/7.
No, no, no. Oh, okay.
Which is why I told you the story.
Like,
yeah.
If I'm going to
go
somewhere, like if we go out to a party or something, I should have brought it. Usually I do.
Just in case.
I usually carry it in my pocket for that reason.
Wow.
That and hand sanitizer.
See, I keep it in my travel bag. I keep it, whenever we go out.
Hand sanitizer, always.
Yeah. Usually that and hand sanitizer. Because, I mean, dude, you gotta go.
And wipes.
And you don't want the place.
Butt wipes, bro.
Butt wipes.
Butt wipes are essential. No one wants mud butt.
Word.
Lavender butt wipes.
Especially when you got hair, around the anus. That's not great.
Yeah, dingleberry.
Sounds very scary.
Have some cedar. There's cedar scented.
Bidet, man. Everyone needs to get a bidet.
Bidets are weird.
She doesn't like robots pissing into your anus.
Robots.
I sure don't. That's true.
Piss all my anus.
That statement is
when robots take over the world, it's going to be the bidet one.
I want a robot arm just going this, doing this motion. Up and down.
I've used one.
Right.
Going against the grain and towards the grain.
I've used one.
Thank you.
No. I've used a shower head.
I want Morgan. I want Morgan Freeman's voice as my robot.
I was at a resort, in the Bahamas, and there was a fountain in the middle.
That was a horrible Morgan Freeman.
Drunk off her ass. Oh, God. Standing over the fountain, it's gushing, and she's going.
Ugh. Yeah.
That is a public moment.
You know there's 2,000 people.
So speaking of San Antonio, here's another story that I think D knows.
Not a public moment.
Me and one of our best friends, I can name him, Justo, we went to go see Dave Chappelle.
Oh.
After after Chappelle's set in San Antonio, we sneak on stage with him while he's DJing. It's a long story. We had we went
so
a,
mad at you guys like, right now.
We went to this bar.
Mission Impossible.
No, we went to this bar. We went to this other bar, and for some reason they had walkie talkies. Like the bartenders had a bunch of walkie talkies. Like it was a fucking Chili's. I don't know what the hell. And we stole that shit. They had two handsets, two like walkie talkies. We stole it. We walked out. Yeah, and so we're just walking around San Antonio like Echo One Chapter Niner. We're laughing. And then we go into this other bar, and we're like, "Hey, we're the band," and they're like, "Really?" And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, we're the band. We're here to set up." And so the bartender's
hello,
like,
"Blues Brothers."
Right. And so the band, the bartender's like, "That's weird. I didn't think we had a band tonight." And we're like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just give us some our free beers, and we'll start setting up." And so she gives us some free drinks and whatever. And she's like, "I'm surprised y'all are here and not next door where Dave Chappelle is." And we're like, "What?" She's like, yeah, I mean, I would think he would have a band. We don't have a fucking band. So it was like some shitty
we're
band.
At the wrong bar.
Right, yeah. And so immediately we're like, Echo 9, Niner, yeah, is this not? Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Thanks for the beers. Yeah, we walk out. We go on. We go next door. And Dave is on stage with a DJ and everything. And he's got security. And they all have walkie-talkies.
Oh, God, you did.
And so we're like, oh, shit, this is awesome. So we use the walkie-talkies.
Wearing a name badge.
And we're, like, pulling girls from the audience. We're like, yeah, Dave, thanks, you're cute. You need to come upstairs. You need to come with us. So we're, like, pulling girls on stage. We're on stage. We're with him. We're rapping. We're having a great time. He starts doing Wu-Tang. Husto's all about Wu-Tang. He's got a picture of him and, like, Dave Chappelle throwing up the Wu-Tang. Anyway,
fuck you guys.
The entire time we're up there, this chick that we pulled on stage is like trying to actively suck his penis while there. She's like drunk. She's like trying to take off his pants, and Dave's like, get the fuck off. And he's got security there and whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's hilarious.
Bitch, please.
Right.
But he has smooth balls.
Right.
Yes.
What?
His balls are smooth as eggs.
Don't worry about it. Don't just, let's let her wonder. Let's just let her forever wonder about this guy with perfectly smooth.
The Googles, right?
Yeah,
the
Google Googles. Dave Chappelle's balls.
I don't really
want to
do that.
Do it. It's worth
really
it.
You really should.
It's worth the Google.
It's amazing.
I Googled Blue Balls 4 years ago and regretted it immediately.
Don't ever tell me what that is.
No,
I
don't worry
like
about that.
The name.
But these.
You don't know Blue Waffle. I don't know balls.
But these things. No, Dave Chappelle's balls Dave Chappelle's are balls. Things of wonder. You should look it up. It's like a. Have you ever seen
so
like a.
I regret this being like. Naive.
Have you ever seen like a magic 8-ball?
It tells the future.
That's racist.
Right. Why?
It is.
Because it's an 8?
Because
it is decided.
There's a
so.
Saying in it.
What's the saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't call me racist. For unfounded reasons.
Because
so,
it's a black ball.
Oh, black. Oh, yeah, the number 8.
What the
oh,
fuck?
Oh, wow. All right, the 9-ball.
That's how unracist he is, because he didn't even
get that.
No, I'm racist
like,
as
no.
fuck. I just don't play pool. Sorry. I've never heard of pool. I'm sorry. All my white friends play bowling.
My
white friends play bowling.
I don't know. So Dave is like immediately upset that like this chick is like actively trying to grope him and stuff. And I'm like, I try to pull this chick away and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I'm really not working too hard. And then there's this woman who's next to me, and she's like, you need to get that girl off the stage. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I guess because I'm his security, right? Air quotes. And she's like, no, no, no. I don't know who the fuck y'all are, but you and your friend need to leave, too. And we're like, what? No, I am really security, really. Look at the walkie-talkie. She's like, I own this fucking bar. That's my security. Shut up. They're not here with Dave. And so immediately I like find my buddy and I'm like, it's time to go, man. Yeah, we
come in.
Yeah, click, click, yeah.
Get out.
Abort, abort. Yeah.
Abort. I like how she abort. Just casually though was like, you should
she
go
was totally
too.
Cool. She was totally cool.
Those versions of this.
She was totally cool. So like we slowly exit. So they kick everybody out. It's like 4 and 3 in the morning anyway. So they kick everybody out. We go out. And we're just chilling outside of this club in like this little square in San Antonio where the bar lets out, and it's right on the river, and we're just chatting up these other people. We meet some really cool people, and we're talking. Dave comes out with his people. He gets in the car and they drive off immediately. And we're like, oh wow, that was cool. That was fun. Whatever. And as we turn around to leave, there's that girl that was trying to grope him, and she's. Full pants down, taking a dump in the sand in the river walk.
Oh man,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
she didn't fall in.
She's classy.
She was on the edge. No, no.
She was on the edge.
On the edge.
Is there a
she
wall?
Was.
Was that like 2 on 2?
It was a full on squat, but I don't know.
That's impressive.
That's like the Michael Jackson lean move. I mean, that takes some talent.
She is the classiest.
The Michael Jackson lean.
Of all of us.
She right was, now. It was not nearly as cool as that.
Oh my God.
Like, did she has girl? A fedora on. She's like, let me just take a dump real quick.
Right. Where were her friends, right. though?
Like, you ain't bad. I'm bad. But there, no, she had some chick with her who was, like, I guess, holding her hair back or doing whatever.
Because, you know.
Your hair
held back.
Right, but I mean, it was like that was our last image of the night, and we're like, shit all over our night. We're like,
all over the day, dude.
Just... time to go back to normal life, I guess. Yeah,
we have the Wild West,
right? Yeah, so
wipe her ass with a cactus or something.
Don't ask.
We were in the city.
Wild West over here. I don't know.
I mean, I guess
in reference to Houston,
if you're shitting in the river, like,
yeah,
why not
I don't
just,
think you're very concerned.
Why not just walk straight in, right?
I don't know.
Like, why not act like it's a public pool? Why not just walk straight in? Why hang on to the ledge? I guess I don't know. I didn't think about it too much.
She's probably exercising her glutes.
Oh my God.
She was exercising.
You know,
something.
Power squat. You sit that way power for a while. Yeah, your legs start to shake.
Right. Pooping in rivers on the bank of a river was the original squatty potty. Yeah. The way our ancestors used to squatty potty.
I can't breathe.
Right. And it does work out your glutes because like a wild predator would come back and you would have to like mid shit try to like run the fuck off. Yeah.
Kegels for your butt.
I'm convinced that's what created our butthole. Our muscle. The muscle.
The sphincter.
Yeah,
the sphincter.
We should, because I mean, if you look at every other animal in the wild kingdom, they have no sphincter control. Have you ever seen a horse? Back to horses.
A dog. Dogs do.
Dogs have sphincter control.
Is this the $10,000 horse or the
right?
He's on fire.
Right.
It's up to $10,000.
Excuse me, sir. Why is this horse $5,000? Oh, he has no sphincter control. No sphincter whatsoever.
Falls out.
You better Dexter your trailer.
Right. It will spray 7 feet high.
That's the $10,000 horse.
$10,000 horse. We've been training his ass.
That was the line.
Right. Sure. That makes sense.
Jesus Christ.
Civilization would not have ever started if we didn't have sphincter control.
What?
That's true. No, that's right. All organs have sphincters.
Right.
No.
But I mean, can you imagine in the Roman Senate, they're like, well, you know, I would like to propose a... You know, right. Everybody would have left. No, nothing would have happened. We would have gotten nothing fucking done.
I disagree. If everybody had that same situation, then it wouldn't have left. Yeah, like...
I don't think so.
What are you wearing? Oh, last night's dinner.
Oh, smell it.
But you still wouldn't want
it's
to do business.
It's a lovely bouquet.
Right. Right. Do you think in a world where we constantly shat ourselves, there would be perfume and scents, or would we just live with it?
For fuck's sake.
I think you'd just be used to it.
Yeah, that's shitful. Oh, that sucks.
And it'd be weird if you didn't do it.
Right, the one guy who's like...
I don't know what it is, he just won't shit himself.
Why does that guy run by the tree every time he has to shit? Like, just shit on people like we do, right?
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Just go shit in the river, like, what? Calm down. I don't know. Whatever.
What is that girl doing today, do you think?
What is she doing today?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. She's probably some like high-priced attorney or something.
She probably is.
We saw her at her lowest level.
She was arrested
that was
after
just
that
the
night.
Tuesday.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking about Tuesday, Save the Tuesday. So how's that going?
Oh, man, I haven't been to Save the Tuesday
since the last one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually.
Since
actually,
tonight.
Yeah, he's actually right. I went.
This is Escrow Lounge.
I haven't done that since the last time I did
Barb's,
that.
It's the first Tuesday
of every month. Oh, sorry,
Barbarella. It's the first Tuesday of every month. It's a emo night with mosh pitting and...
$25
champagne.
$25,
mosh pitting.
Was emo about
ever?
Hair blow
dry.
Did you
ever
seen?
I mean,
it's
experienced. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's like, you know, when you go bowling and they put bumpers in the gutters.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
It's a dance club for people who can't dance. Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, they're like, I'm gonna mosh you, but not really. I'm gonna be like.
No,
sorry.
I mean, it gets pretty...
It's
yeah,
a Canadian
hit,
it's not like...
They don't hit each other.
Excuse me,
I mean, like, when I go in there, and I go in there with a guy that's my size, It gets pretty hectic and people start really falling over themselves. Oh, wow. Because, you know, I'm a big dude, but, you know, just broad. So they, like, run into me and they're just like, I'm sorry. It's like a 5 foot.
He's running through the wall.
110 pound little girl, you know? Yeah.
Little girl.
When this little object meets a 10 pound little girl.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
How much fun would physics be if Newton was writing about 12-year-old girls or something, right? An immovable object being stopped by, running into a...
If they had social media, probably find some shit on them.
Right.
The immovable object versus the unstoppable force. Sure. Who wins?
I mean, that's one of those age-old questions, like, do bears shit in woods? No, wait.
Yes.
No, wait, they do. Wait, they do. What? Which one...
Does
the Pope shit in the woods?
No,
if a tree falls in the woods.
If a tree falls in the woods, yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that makes more sense. Good.
If a man fucks up and his wife isn't around, is he still wrong?
Of course he is. That's not...
Well, ask the politician.
Good. But if you ask God, forgiveness, right? And it's all said and done.
Why would the Pope be shitting in the woods? Is that all?
Did you see that video where he like swapped away at that woman?
Yeah, because she was being like really aggressive.
Right, she was like trying to steal his watch or some shit, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I would have gone for that rosary.
So that's not the real thing. The real thing is, I don't know if any of y'all follow the Pope on Instagram, but
who doesn't?
I follow the Pope holding like albums on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like just different albums. He'll just do like this. Like, it's like the Bible or something, but it's replaced with like an album.
Oh yeah,
is that really a thing? I gotta follow.
Yeah,
that's
any album you can like
think of. Anything.
Yeah. What is it called?
I don't know.
But like classic albums or just
Pope holding album or something. I look forward to.
Nice.
They had a channel.
Oh my god, it really is a thing. 39,000 followers.
Let me see.
Oh, I'm all about this.
Any good shit?
He's like, oh dude,
find your one.
Yeah.
It's never
easy. You need to share this with everybody.
Nice. Well, Lumineers,
I don't have any social media, so I'm going to live vicariously through your idiotic shit.
Y'all,
right now.
So Jazz Fest is amazing. Oh, that lineup is fucking dank.
It's already
dude.
Out?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Dude,
see this.
That Wu-Tang's on there. The Who's on there.
Wu-Tang, dude. Yes.
Yeah. But
well,
dude,
I was also wanting to go.
Aaron Neville.
Aaron Neville's the shit. I wanted to go to the music festival. I didn't want to go to was the one in Wine Country. That one, it's like
a Napa Valley Wine
Festival. Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, but
darling.
Yeah,
really. And
it's like a older
the Bottom Lip festival. Talkers.
Older festival.
It does sound older.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I heard you get
Stevie
a discount.
Nicks is coming.
If you have an
Stevie
yes.
Nicks is going to that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
She's going to be at the Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest,
which
too.
We missed out for Voodoo Fest. Because remember, we were trying to go see the Stones.
Yeah.
And then
Do you really want to go see the Stones?
At a
dude,
festival?
They were really good, dude.
Now?
The Stones?
I mean, last time I saw the Stones.
They can barely hold their
shoes. No, but here's the only difference.
But they're going to die soon.
They're going to die. But hold on.
You got to see them before they die.
Except for Keith Richards.
The only difference was...
He's indestructible.
He'll be alive forever.
Yeah, immortal man. But the only difference is I don't want to pay $200.
That's a big ass lips.
I don't want to pay $200 to go see the Stones by themselves, but I will pay $70 to go see them at a fucking lineup in a festival, yeah. Right? Then I'm like, yeah, shit.
Yeah, sure.
Even if they do suck or if he has a stroke.
He goes to somebody else.
Right. I can just walk around and go see somebody.
Keith Richards just looks like he's having a stroke. Oh, no. That's just him, you know, having a seizure and he's back. Right. He's just back playing.
He's just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
He was having a thought.
Right. But I missed out smoking with Willie Nelson.
Those
I would love to try and get
to
smoke
nuts.
Out with Keith Richards.
Jesus.
Yeah,
look at
nuts.
This lineup. It's insane.
You with your phone
the
and those
pictures of
dogs. That
yeah,
one's sideways.
Fires,
that
no
one's upside
Lumineers
down.
There.
They are not
the Lumineers
dogs.
Are at every festival ever.
The Black Crows, Eric Abadu.
Yeah, dog.
I see a dog laying on a couch with a pillow beside
her.
It. It is. That's exactly
hers,
what it is.
Hers there. Lenny
hers
Kravitz.
Amazing, dude.
That's cool.
Lenny.
Wu-Tang Clan will be there.
It's a dog laying
it's
on a couch.
It's Wu-Tang and Friends or something.
Chick Corea is on the list.
Aaron Neville, Buddy Guy.
Chick Corea.
The Isley Brothers. All right, I'm going to just have to go and see.
No, it looks fucking awesome.
Between the Sheets?
Between the Sheets.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
But also Jazz, like, Jazz Fest is just the shit. Like,
where is it?
New Orleans.
Oh, Chris Isaac?
Yeah. I'm super excited about Chris Isaac.
Oh, dude, that's funny.
Hey, girl, you want to go have sex in the bayou?
Hell yes, I do.
In sepia?
It's that woman taking a shit, literally.
In sepia, yes. That's exactly what it was. That was his music video. Just women taking shits in bodies of water. slow music. Slow music.
Maze and Frankie Beverly.
That's what Dangerous Game is all about.
The Beach Boys will be there also.
Beach Boys.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know why you would not want to see the Stones, but you would want to see the Beach Boys.
You know who War is? Yeah. Yeah, the Lowrider Band.
One, because...
So when War split
you
up...
You have to be really white.
The original War Band.
I like... Do they have good songs?
And they went with the other guy, and he kept the name War, the rest of the band.
But, I don't know, this is like...
So if you want to hear all those...
What's his name? Mick Jagger singing? This is not clear. This is not... He's not saying the words.
He never said the words.
That's the original War.
I dig it.
So you don't like that.
I like them. It's just like they're not polished.
What I'm saying is like Voodoo Fest is cool, Mardi Gras is cool.
They're just playing Buku
is awesome. Essence is cool. All that stuff is great. But Jazz Fest is really where it's at. It's casual. It's for the local natives of New Orleans, man. They respect it a lot more. It's not chaos like fucking Mardi Gras or Essence.
I hear Essence is crazy.
Essence is pure cannibalism.
Yeah, dude, that's what I hear.
Essence Festival, or
yeah,
it's cannibalism. It's chaos, man.
We went during Essence Festival one time in like July. Man, that was a fucking sick time.
It was fun, but I mean, like, you chaos. Can't. Yeah, it's chaos, dude. You're fighting through crowds everywhere you go, trafficking throughout the entire city.
Thanks for joining this podcast. We had to cut it short because we got hella drunk. Thanks for joining. Tune in next time.